Brave colleges hanged the chief of our hopes for pulling down bishops and making new popes. Our dear brother property crawls on the ground. In Poland, King Anthony ne'er will be crowned. For now they're resolved that hearts shall be trump, and the prentices swear they will burn the old rump. Brave college, both champion and carver of laws, who died undaunted and stuck to the cause. What mischief might thou to the godly have done, had thy daring soul dreaded the world to come, and all thy dear party to danger exposed, if thou to the world had thy secrets disclosed? But now thou art hanged, and that fear is past. Were all that's in question as safe in the nest, then we some new means might consult or contrive to drive on our purpose to prosper or thrive. But the Popish plot has now quite lost its name, and none thy bright blunderbush dare to maintain. What king but great college could e'er make a pope, though he was o'erruled by the end of the rope? Great college was certainly jurative, I know, when the triple crown on the pope's head did shine. Oh, he burned him to ashes for pastime like Nero, then straight made a new one, such power had our hero. Great college must certainly die a good martyr, being knight of the halter and above the garter. Our dear brother statesman, though bred in a sawpit, had internal genius enough to o'erthrow it. He framed a new model to limit the king, in hopes crown and scepter might truckle to him. Great Britain ne'er bred such a brother as College. He made 7 popes in his time on our knowledge. Our signals of crimes he put in the Pope's arms, which prudent contrivance our function alarms. With threats in petition king's power to restrain, yet Towser and Broomstaff rides admiral again. Great Hannibal's conquest nor Oliver's nose could with such small slaughter subdue such great foes, as he in this 3 years with help of our party hath checked our 3 kingdoms and Magna Carta, the head of our church and the head of our cause. He would have maintained them by perjury and blows. He now may be called a 3rd savior of the nation. To save his dear church, he renounced salvation. Like famous Cargyle, he died for King Jesus, defying church idols enough to amaze us. He tied up together both his and our crimes, and died like a devil to damp our designs. Our case doth corrector men we must refer to Shadwell and Settle, to Curtis and Carr, to know who succeeds our late captain the joiner. He must be an artist, some carver or coiner, to make our solemnity and some new popes, on which our dependency hangs and our hopes. But when the time comes that the Pope must be burned, I fear we shall find that the tide is much turned. For the Tory party hath got so much ground, to head a rebellion there's none will be found. For now they're resolved that hearts shall be trump, and the prentices swear they'll burn the old rump. Such a confused monster they swear they'll compose of all the dissenters that are the king's foes. The Baptist and Biter, the Pentit and Quaker, from which they will draw such a prodigious creature, more diabolical. invective far than all a Pope's solemnities at Temple Bar. Our common council let's summon together to panel pack juries, let's make our endeavor, for in habeas corpus insist on our power to fetch our great patriots out of the tower, and then we'll dispute the case for reformation and make the proud Tories resign us the nation.